Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 10 and verse 52. We come now towards the end of this episode. The blind man Bartimaeus has now come to Christ. Rabbi, he said, I want to see. What do we have next? Jesus' declaration. And what a declaration it is. Oh, my friend, do you understand what I'm trying to do here? I'm trying to encourage you. I'm trying to encourage those who would have Christ as Savior. Are you afraid? Are you anxious about something? Is there some hindrance to you? I'm trying to remove that scripturally by this episode. I know it's a miracle, curing a blind man, making him see, but it's an illustration, a sign, a wonder, as it's called in the Bible, of the gospel. And what does Jesus say to this man? Well, we've seen how simple, how plain, how direct, how straightforward the request is. And I've urged you to have that kind of spirit. Don't beat about the bush. Now, how does Christ come back to this man? Well, there's no varnish. There's no beating about the bush here, is there? There's no process. There's no delay. There's no, well, keep coming talking to me. There's no getting closer, as I hear today. People say, I'm getting closer. Getting closer to what? Look at it. It's instantaneous. Go, says Christ. Your faith hath healed you. No beating about the bush there. It's an immediate cure. It's a complete cure. Not a partial cure. Not in this case. Look at it. Go, says Christ. Your faith has healed you. This was Christ's assurance. Your faith hath healed you. That's Christ's assurance. It was his assurance to this man. My friend, I'm trying to say this is his assurance to you now. I can say on behalf of the Lord Jesus Christ as a preacher, I'm commissioned to say to you, I'm commanded to say to you, if you call upon the name of the Lord, there'll be no ifing and butting and maybe from him. I'm showing you what Christ will do. He doesn't teach this man how to cope with his blindness. He doesn't say, well, I know a place where you can get good aids for people who are not seeing very well. Better light for the rooms, better glasses or whatever it is. He makes him a new man, gives him sight, and it's all promised by Christ's word. Now, there's a misunderstanding possible here. You could think that the man's faith has caused it. The man's faith has deserved it. The man's faith has earned it. No, it doesn't mean that. Christ has made this man to see. His faith, though, has enabled him to receive it. That's the answer. It's the hand that has received it, if you like. My friend, salvation is on offer by Christ. He is the root cause of it. He has produced it. He has died for sinners. He has spilled his blood, shed his blood. He has lived his life of righteousness. All that can be yours. All his imputed righteousness, all his blood to wash you, can be yours. You receive it by faith. Trust in Christ. Your faith? Your faith in what? Church? No. Your deserts? No. Your asking? No. Your own believing? No. You have trusted me. And because you trust me, go. You're healed. You can see. All the gospel is for you, my friend. That is Christ's promise for you now. In the next discourse, I'm going to show you it's not just promise, it's performance. But I want to stop here. It is the promise. But as I say, the performance follows hard on. This is salvation. This is not the prosperity gospel. I'm talking about forgiveness of sins, the newness of the new man in Christ, the regenerating power of the Spirit to bring us to the place where we trust Christ, and having trusted Christ, all our sins are gone. This man shows that. This can be your experience, my friend. Mark wrote this for such an end. The Spirit has recorded it for such an end. And in God's providence, he has preserved it. And in God's timing, I'm delivering this little discourse. And in God's providence, you're listening to it. Let's put it all together, my friend. And let's cap it all. Oh, trust the Lord. And go on your way and say, once I was blind, but now I can see.